Today's scripture is 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. Ready for you? We know that no one who is born of God sins, but he who was born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of 8,000 branch churches in the United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and local sanctuaries in Korea. The members were attending this service through satellites and the internet, and all GCN and Mamin TV viewers. This is the third session of Space and Dimension. In the last session, I talked about the things that happened on this earth when the gate of the second heaven opened. The second heaven belongs to the spiritual realm, but the space called the Garden of Eden is a little different in dimension. They are spirit, but they also have the physical body that people of the first heaven can also see and touch. In the Bible, we find the records about the things in the Garden of Eden coming out to the first heaven. I would like to ask you this question. What about the dragonflies in summer you saw? Now, are they from the second heaven? Say amen if you think it is. Amen? If it's not, say no man. Even though I told you many times, you don't understand it, right? I think you should listen to the first part of this message. Isn't it an easy question? First heaven, second heaven, third heaven. I think I've made a clear explanation on them. Did dragonflies came from the second heaven? Did they come from the Garden of Eden? They came here through the transportation of the through the spiritual space. Okay? They live in the first heaven, but they moved to this area through a certain space, spiritual space, all right? They, you know, made a, you know, kind of quantum leap between the space, I mean, through the spiritual space. In the Bible, we find the records about the things in the Garden of Eden coming out to the first heaven. Examples are the rain that poured down for 40 days and 40 nights for the flood of Noah, the fire from heaven that destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, are these from the first heaven or second heaven? That's right, the second heaven. And the answer of fire that Elijah received. All of the other spaces in this spiritual realm, with the exception of the Garden of Eden, are completely different in dimension compared with the dimension of physical world. The space of darkness in the second heaven is completely different from the physical dimension. The enemy devil and Satan of the second heaven continually incite the sinners in the first heaven. Yet, the second heaven cannot be seen by the eyes of people in the physical realm. Do you think those things were seen before the eyes of the Lord? Of course you did, right? Now, does the Bible record that our Lord saw those spiritual beings? Now, remember what you read in the Bible. Also, the angels in the third heaven come down to the first heaven a lot to guard and protect God's children of the first heaven, but men cannot see them. That's because the enemy devil and Satan or the angels are completely spiritual beings that belong to spirit, which is in completely different dimension than the physical world. In other words, the enemy devil and Satan are beings of the second dimension, and the angels, the third dimension. Since they are spiritual beings, they cannot be seen. Even if they see, I mean, the Garden of Eden is in the second heaven, but they have physical body. That's why we can see them. But I said the higher dimension can rule over the lower dimensions. Thus, even if we are living in this first heaven, if we become a being of third dimension by accomplishing the Holy Spirit, then we can also rule over the enemy devil and Satan. Even if you are not Holy Spirit, you can rule over them, even if you come into the just the spirit, but it's not perfect. This is what today's scripture is talking about. The 1 John chapter 5, verse 18 says, "We know that no one who is born of God sins." So, are you born of God or not? Are you? Then you should not sin. You should come into spirit, right? You said amen. Then are you have made it to spirit or Holy Spirit? They will not sin then. They will not judge or gossip whatever they see. They will not gossip. They will not have ill feelings. I'll read it again. We know that no one who is born of God sins. But he who was born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him. So, if you were born of God, you will not sin. Then no evil will touch you. You will not be stricken of diseases. So you are man of spirit or man of whole spirit. If you come into spirit or whole spirit, you will never sin. Because you will keep every commandment of God. Not reluctantly. You have cultivated them in your heart and you keep it automatically. Okay, Father God told me to keep it, so I should keep it. No, you don't think like that. You just keep it automatically. You breathe automatically. You eat when you're hungry. Okay, since I have to breathe to survive, I will breathe, 60 or 62 times a minute. Okay, 1, 2. Do you breathe like this? You breathe automatically. If you made those things into spirit in your heart, you will keep it automatically. It's your nature. It will become your nature. Since you made it into spirit, you will do it automatically. He who was born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him. A person who commits no sin becomes a man of spirit and can possess the third dimensional space. Therefore, he is always guarded by the heavenly host and angels, and the enemy devil and Satan cannot touch him. In this session, I will talk about the space of the third dimension. If you say you believe in God, it is different from those who are born of God. because they will be called God's children by God. Your name is written in the book of life, but you are not my true son yet, because you have some evil, some fleshly attributes in you. You are still a man of flesh. So the enemy devil and Satan will incite your heart, your mind, and your soul. If as long as you have the certain aspect of the flesh. So first, the second or third level of faith will be incited by the enemy devil and Satan. The Bible calls it, oh man, then am I controlled by the enemy devil and Satan all the time? No, it's not the case. You have some part of your heart cultivated into spirit. Then that part will set their mind on the spirit. Okay? So they will pursue the spirit. But the other part, which is not cultivated into spirit, will follow or pursue evil. Depending on which part wins, you may be controlled by the Holy Spirit or by the enemy devil and Satan. If you can understand it, let me give you another example. Someone that you don't like do some, very weird action. He come close to some other and then touches the wallet of the people, of the one he sits beside. At this point, a man of flesh will think, oh man, that guy is going to steal that wallet. But the man of spirit will not say that. The man of spirit will not judge. But man of flesh will judge. But man of spirit will not judge. There is a difference. So, the spirit in your heart will make you pursue goodness. So it will make you wait, not judging him. But the man of flesh will judge and say that, that man is going to steal that wallet. That's the judgment and condemnation. When these two hearts are fighting inside your heart, depending on which one you choose, you may see it with the eyes of goodness, or you may see him with the eyes of evil. When you see him with the eyes of evil, then you are controlled by Satan. I pray in the name of the Lord that through this message you may have more yearning for spirit and come into spirit and the whole spirit quickly. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, before we get into the space of the third dimension, let me talk about one thing of which you may be curious. Some of you asked me the following question. God created four heavens for human cultivation, and where does hell belong to among the four? The hell and lower grave are spiritual spaces, but they don't belong to heaven, but earth. Spiritually, earth means the area belonging to darkness. So, I'm not talking about the earth that you are stepping on, okay? I'm not talking about that earth. If you think like that, you may be confused. You may think, the hell may be under this ground, under the ground. When I said earth in this message, I said, spiritually, earth means the area belonging to darkness, right? But this earth does not refer to the ground that you are stepping on. It is the opposite concept of heavens, which are areas of God who is the light. Even physically, the sky, the universe, has no limit, but the earth is limited. In the same way, the heavens are endless, but the area that belongs to earth is very limited. The lower grave and hell have limited area like this. It doesn't have to be huge. For example, in a country, the area to confine the criminals in prison is very small in proportion to the whole area of the country. Likewise, the lower grave and hell are also very limited compared with the heavens that God stretched out. But there is also a space called the upper grave, where those souls who have received salvation have to pass. This upper grave is also very limited space compared to the third heaven, which has the kingdom of heaven. They will not, you know, give birth to children. Okay? It doesn't need to be huge. Just good enough space, big enough space for them to manage their life will be given. That's why the 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 19 expressed this upper grave as prison. Okay, prison. If you think of prison, you may think, a cell with bars, right? But Peter expressed it in his letter and called it prison, saying, in which also he went and made proclamation to the spirits now in prison. Our Lord is spirit, right? He went to them and preached the gospel to them in prison. Now, are they spirit? Since they haven't seen the first resurrection yet, their bodies are buried. Some others are burned, right? Though, you Christians should, I hope that you will not do so. You will see the Lord when you resurrect, but your body is scattered, your body turned into ash and, spread. But I'm not saying that, burning the dead body is not right, okay? I'm not saying that, okay? This means, after Jesus died on the cross, he went to the upper grave and preached the gospel to those saved souls from the Old Testament times who were waiting there. Likewise, this upper grave is very limited and belongs to earth, but it's not underground in any physical sense. Even though it's limited, don't think it is under the ground. Of course, it's limited. It will be huge compared to the earth. As you heard in the Hell Sermon series, there is a great chasm fixed between the upper and lower grave. These two spaces are completely separated apart from each other. The upper grave, compared with the building, is like the first floor that is the ground level. But even though the first floor is at the ground level, it actually belongs to the sky. On the other hand, the lower grave is like the basement, and the whole part of it is underground. It's not physically underground, but spiritually underground. Can you understand? Easily put, the lower grave is a prison that is in the first level of basement levels. Please, I'm telling you again, don't think hell or lower grave exist underneath this ground, okay? And then, the lake of fire is a prison in the second level of basement, and the lake of sulfur is in the third level, and the abyss is in the fourth level of the underground. So when you think of it, okay, since
the
Well, you are confused. You may be confused. Okay, so you have to listen to me very carefully. In the Sunday morning, I'm explaining hell. Okay? So the abyss is in the fourth level. Can you understand? Don't be confused, all right? I mean, if you're confused, then you may not be able to understand it when we go further, okay? In Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 says, Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. This means, at the great white throne judgment, all space is open, and there will be no distinction of heaven and earth. Another meaning is the space of the first heaven will have no meaning to exist. So God will close this space. Likewise, the gates of the spaces that belong to earth, in other words, the lower grave and hell, will be closed as well. The gate is completely closed so that nobody can enter or come out. The upper grave and hell do not belong to any of the heavens, and we cannot talk about their dimensions either. If we have to explain, we may have to put minus symbol there, like, you know, minus one dimension. So, I mean, it's going to be very complex, okay? So don't... But compared with the third heaven, these spaces are so limited and they will be closed forever. We don't really have to talk about their dimensions. So you learn lake of fire, lake of sulfur, and abyss in the sermon series. Now you are in hell. I mean, your parents or your friends are in hell, and you are in heaven. So you can see them who are being tortured in lake of fire or lake of hell. Are you confused? You should say amen. Why? Because it's closed, you will not be able to see them. Now, if you, when you go to heaven, you will see heaven, and you will see brothers and sisters or your family members in heaven, I mean in hell. You should forget them. When you watch them, how can you manage your life in heaven? Since it is shut down, you cannot see them. Then you will say, oh, wait a minute. You said we will be able to see them. No. I explained that when you're in the lower grave or upper grave, you can see them and you can even talk in a special cases. Can you understand? Don't be confused, all right? Now some people are still confused. Well, try to listen to this message, okay? Purchase these sermon tapes and then, you know, listen to them again. Can you understand? Good. I'm explaining very slowly, okay? But the upper grave is a little better than the first heaven. But not any better than the Garden of Eden. You can just think of it as 1.5 dimension. But still, upper grave is not as wide as the Garden of Eden. After the final judgment, it will be used only for the saved fetuses that die in their mother's womb to stay. As explained, the upper grave, the lower grave, and hell are completely different from heavens in terms of size and dimension. They are such small spaces that they can be compared with one grain of sand among countless sand grains on a beach. But it's true. I told you the size of the universe. If you understand it, then you may understand me, what I'm saying. Our Earth is like just a speck on a white paper. But the solar system is just the point. The universe is so huge. So that's why I'm explaining like this. They are such small spaces that they can be compared with one grain of sand among countless sand or grains on the beach. I couldn't understand it well quite long ago before I started this church. I couldn't understand them, but now I can. Okay, the whole universe is this much big. It's no use. There is no limit. I can imagine them. So it's easy to explain, but you may not be able to feel how huge it is. Especially, the lower grave and hell will be closed forever after the final judgment. Therefore, we don't have to think where they belong among the different heavens that God created. So, the lower grave is also shut down? Of course. You are not in the upper grave. You already moved to the heaven. And so, it will be closed. It will be shut. People in the upper grave will say when they look at those people in the lower grave, okay, we are so fortunate not to go to the lower grave. Once the final judgment is over, the gate to those spaces will be shut down. But as I explained that the higher dimensions rule over the lower dimension, all the worlds belong to God in the fourth heaven. After all, it's God who controls and rules over all dimensions of spaces. Dear brothers and sisters, to talk about space and dimension in detail, there will be no end to it. I think we can learn them rest when we actually go to Heavenly Kingdom. By then, you will be able to understand very well. Through this message series on space and dimension, we are learning mostly about how to use the spaces of higher dimensions while we are living in this first heaven. In the last session, I talked about the second heaven, and in this session, I will speak about the third heaven. What kinds of characters does the third heaven have? The third heaven is where the kingdom of heaven located. As you know very well, the heavenly kingdom is categorized into five different dwelling places, starting from paradise to New Jerusalem. As I introduced to you in detail in Heaven Sermon Series, these five places have different dimensions. Namely, each dwelling place has different brightness of light. New Jerusalem has the brightest light, and it diminishes as it goes down to the third kingdom of heaven, the second, and the first, and then paradise. Therefore, those who are in New Jerusalem can freely go to any dwelling place in heavenly kingdom. On the other hand, those who are in paradise are free to move about only in the paradise, but they have limitations to go to even the first kingdom of heaven. Those who are in the first kingdom of heaven can visit paradise freely, but they have limitations to visit the second kingdom of heaven, the third kingdom of heaven, or New Jerusalem. It means they have less right to possess the spaces in the third heaven. This justice is applied in the same way when we who are living in this first heaven, use the spaces of the third dimension. If a person has accomplished the heart of worship, heart of whole spirit, to go into New Jerusalem, then it means he completely possessed the space of the third dimension. In this case, he can rule over the enemy devil and Satan in the second dimension. Also, he can receive help from the heavenly host and angels. Why? Because there is an angel who is sent to this earth to minister their master. So, we can expect to receive help from those angels. But I'm not saying that you can command those angels. If you come into Holy Spirit, then it may be possible. But you don't have right to command them. If we go to heaven, after the final judgment, then you don't need to give order to the angels that help you, near you. This kind of work is possible to some extent at the fourth level of faith too. In the third, second, and the first levels of faith, a person does have some heart of spirit, but they still have hearts of flesh. And to the extent that they have heart of flesh, they receive the instigation of Satan, that is a being of the second dimension. But even though we have not come into spirit yet, if we are full of the Holy Spirit, we can possess the spiritual spaces for that moment. If you receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, then you will not be deceived. Even if someone, you know, tries to deceive you that, you know, if we go to this place, then we may find many, you know, good things to play with. Come on, we will skip Friday all our service today. If you are full of the Holy Spirit, then you will not be tempted at this kind of deception. Why? Because you are already put on the difference of dimensions. But the people in the first, second, or third level of faith will have their hearts moved at such an offer. Then you will come in sin. Also, like Peter, who walked on the water with Jesus, we can experience the spiritual space that is created by a man of Holy Spirit. But even for this, justice has to be met. I'll explain to you with examples, but simply put, it's like the following. We can see the difference between when Peter walked on the water and when he sank. Matthew chapter 14, verses 28 through 31 says, Peter said to him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And he said, come. And Peter go out of the boat. Our Lord walked on the water. Of course, they would have been surprised when they saw Jesus walking on the water. They think, you know, his outlook is similar to Jesus Christ, their master. This man said, Master, please save me. Our Lord will touch your hand to you who are in difficulties. Okay, now I'll read it. Matthew chapter 14, verse 28 to 31. And walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me! Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him, and said to him, You of little faith, why did you doubt? If our Lord had not been in the spiritual space, his clothes should have been wet. At this moment, Jesus could walk on the water because he was covered by spiritual space. At that time, Peter was united as one with Jesus by faith and got down the boat obeying the whole word of Jesus. Then, he could walk on the water, being in the same spiritual space that was made by Jesus. Peter obeyed without thinking anything. But when he saw the waves moving by the wind, fleshly thoughts came into his mind and he had doubt. Then immediately he was out of the spiritual space and sank. You know, the storm is becoming great. So Peter came to have fleshly thoughts. Oh my gosh, I would die if that storm comes up to me. So, it's something like this. A man of whole spirit has accomplished the justice of the third dimension, and thus God can cover him with the spiritual spaces as necessary. The person himself does not open the spiritual space at his will, but God does that as needed. And for those who have not come into the whole spirit, to be covered by the spiritual space, they have to meet the condition of the justice. After I met God, I've never catched the flu, cold, or sinus. I've never stricken of such diseases. Senior pastor, you have a coarse voice and you sometimes cough. What happened to you? That's right. The strength from my physical body left me. And I didn't sleep. It's natural. But no matter what kind of poison you drink, it will not harm to you. Because you are putting on the different spiritual space. You know, when you got sick with this kind of disease, then you will have, the temperature will go up and you will lose your taste. No matter how much I pray, I don't have any problem with my throat, my vocal cord. Everything is fine with me. But when my body becomes weak, then it can be protected in the spiritual, in the space of the spiritual dimension. What about diarrhea? Let's say you ate something wrong. You ate something that you should not eat. Then it works right away. So you will see diarrhea. I mean, when something bad goes into your body, it will come out. You will have no problem. If you're a man of the whole spirit, so you can control your own in underbelly, your stomach. Everything is the same. Like Peter, they have to be united as one with faith, with the Lord, who makes the spiritual space. But here, let's clarify one concept before we go further. Are third heaven and space of the third dimension the same things? First, third heaven is the space where there is the kingdom of heaven. But the space of the third dimension is the space that has the characteristics of the third heaven. Therefore, if I say the space of the third dimension, it refers to a space that has the same characteristics as the third heaven. For example, when it's so hot in summer, we say it is like the weather of a tropical area. But it does not mean that we have brought in the air of the actual tropical area. It just means that the weather is like the weather of the tropical areas. Likewise, if things of the third heaven take place in the first heaven, it doesn't mean some space from the third heaven came out to the first heaven. Of course, when the heavenly host and angels and prophets come and go, a passageway to the third heaven opens up. But for an angel to stay near us, it has to be covered by the space of the third dimension. It's like people cannot walk on the surface of the moon without spacesuit. They have to wear the spacesuit in which they can breathe like on the earth. When the beings in the third heaven come down to this first heaven, they also have to be covered by the space of the third dimension. In other words, the space that has the characteristics of the third heaven has to be brought into the first heaven, and they have to stay within that space. It's the same with the fourth heaven and the space of the fourth dimension. For the things that are possible only in the fourth heaven to take place in the first heaven, the space of the fourth dimension has to be made. I told you about the lampstand in my room, right? With three light bulbs. It blinks so fast. I just switch it on. If I flip the switch 1, 2, 3, 4 times, it shows different moves. I mean, it happens just once. I'm not saying that it is the fourth dimension, okay? I just told you this story before you were better understanding. This is the concept about heaven and dimension that you have to understand as we move along. Now, well, while you are listening to this message, since you have heard the message, those who are of the Holy Spirit say that, okay, I shampoo with cold water. Now the cold gets into my body. Now it's normal. But if you made it to the Holy Spirit, then you should be able to control and rule the cold or flu. You should have faith to rule and over them. And thus, you know, people will not suffer. I say, you make a mistake. And you can control and, you know, rule over the things of the first heaven in the higher dimension. If you know it, you can rule and over. But if you do not know, then you will say, okay, I catch cold. That's it. That you will be controlled by that cold. Since you are not in the third heaven, you are in the first heaven. And you will be controlled and ruled by the beings in the second heaven. If you don't know this stuff. If you know this stuff, you can control them. Can you understand? The home, work, business, everything. Let's say you may fail or you may bankrupt after disobeying the word of God. Let's say you are in the third level of faith and you disobey and you are in great difficulties. Now, if you understand what I'm saying, you should find a way to solve the problem. Everything will be fine once Father God helps you. All you have to do is come into the Holy Spirit. Come into the third dimension, third heaven. If your heart becomes the same as the heart of those who are the men of the Holy Spirit. If you're truly good, if you have true goodness, if you try to solve everything, then you will not use any worldly thoughts. You will just depend on Father God. When you pray like this, our Father God will open the way and make everything prosperous. But still you are ruled and controlled by the enemy, devil, and Satan. You come to have evil thoughts and you seek for your own benefit. That's why it makes the impossible even more impossible. If you know all this stuff and understand it, you can use them. My wife prayed with her the handkerchief and mic, so she had extreme pain on her shoulder, but she had faith. But last week, she went to Gethsemane prayer place, and she became full of the Holy Spirit. So all the pain was gone. And she feels comfortable now, since she controls and rules. Since she becomes the full of the Holy Spirit, she can control them and rule them. So everything went away, right? If you know all this stuff and understand this stuff, you can use the power that is given by God. If you don't understand it, even if you are given such a power from God, you cannot use them. Then you will live as if you are an unbeliever. If you know this stuff, you can rule and you can control and you can make the impossible possible. Then how did the patriarchs of faith experience the space of the third dimension? To find examples of the space of the third dimension being made, you can find examples where angels appeared and helped people. First, we see a scene in Acts chapter 12 where Peter, who was in prison, was set free by the help of an angel. Acts chapter 12, verses 7 through 10 says, "And behold, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared, and the light shone in the cell. And he struck Peter's side and woke him up, saying, 'Get up, quickly!' And his chains fell off his hands, and the angel said to him, 'Gird yourself and put on your sandals.'" So, angel said, "Get up," and the chain fell off automatically. At the command of an angel, who were sent by God, the chains fell off automatically. "Gird yourself and put on your sandals." And he did so. And he said to him, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." And he went out and continued to follow. And he didn't know that what was being done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. Of course, Peter could see visions. He thought he was seeing a vision, but it was a real thing. When they had passed the first and the second guard, they came to the iron gate that leads into the sea, which opened for them by itself. So the door opened by itself. The angel didn't open it. It opened by itself. When, since the door was locked, but our Lord appeared through the wall after he resurrected, okay? And they went out and went along one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. Something similar took place when the Apostle Paul was in prison. Acts chapter 16, verses 25 and 26 says, But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praises to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Just imagine this scene. Just look at his heart. He is the heart of the whole spirit. By the justice, you know, the Paul and Silas were prisoned. But Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praises to God. So when other people fell asleep, you know, just imagine how much worries they had, you know, they're supposed to have, okay? They were beaten, they are confined in the prison. What if you were in their shoes? What would you do? How can I not protect it even though I do the things for God's kingdom? People of the flesh may think like this. When should I be released? I think I may be received death sentence. Or should I live here for a year or two? Oh my gosh. That's what the people of the flesh think. But Paul and Silas didn't think like that. They prayed and sang praises to God. And the prisoners were listening to them. They sang praises to God. This is true faith. This is the complete faith. This is the perfect faith. If you have this faith, nothing is impossible. No matter what kind of situation you are falling into, difficult situation, you will make the impossible become possible. So you should have this kind of heart. You have to rejoice always, give thanks in every situation, and pray without ceasing. Then Father God will make everything work for good. And the impossible becomes possible. And Father God sent angels, or whether He sends angels, or whether He manages other people, He will break the binds of the enemy, devil, and Satan. Once you have this kind of true heart. And suddenly there came a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were unfastened. Of course, there should have been, you know, many gates, right? It is the prison. All the doors were open. And everyone's chains were unfastened. These two incidents took place when Paul and Peter were preaching the gospel and imprisoned without any guilt. They were persecuted for preaching the gospel of the Lord, but they didn't complain against the Lord at all. The Apostle Paul rather praised God, and Peter also rejoiced that he was suffering for the name of the Lord. Because their heart was right according to the justice of the third dimension, God sent them angels to loosen their bindings. Angels appearing means that they were covered by the space of the third dimension. Even the shackles of gates that were firmly locked could not present a problem to angels. So many members of the church received help from angels almost every week, even in overseas countries. They're in, many different kind of, you know, car accidents. Even the car is wrecked, the driver or passenger is protected. You have experienced it many times. So even the shackles of gates that were firmly locked could not present a problem to angels. They can very easily loosen them and open them. And many times I personally receive help from angels. When I was playing a sport, golf, I could get a good result because something absolutely impossible took place. Actually, it was a golf. It happened quite a long time ago, okay? When I went to the family vacation, or when we had a seminar, like a church leader's seminar, we had some free day. So I went out and played golf. We went to 18 hole with par 3. I think I had three experiences with caddies. Oh, I don't know exactly. I'm not sure whether it was 9 holes or 18 holes. I think it was 9 holes. Elder Boss Lee played with me once. He tried hard to beat me. He asked me to play together. It was a long time ago. I think it was my second time to play golf. It was my second visit to the golf field. My first experience was in Japan. I think it was the second time. I'm not sure whether it's correct. No, I didn't learn how to play golf. Elder Bosley was an expert. He's like a pro. And he is very good at, you know, driver shot. But Elder Bosley went to, you know, fly his ball to the left or to the right. Okay? But whenever I hit, I mean, Elder Bosley had the 7 years of experience in playing golf. But when I hit the ball went straight and it fell on a fairway. I think it was it? Oh, it was 18 holes? Okay. I never made a mistake. I just played golf twice. It was my second time. My ball flied straight. So, Elder Bosley hit 94 and I hit 98. He was, he played golf for 7 years by the time. Elder Bosley said, he didn't say, you know, he won the game. He didn't say anything, he just smiled. You know, even though I hit the ball, it was not me. I managed the ball. I hit the ball correctly, and the ball went straight. And I made several hole-in-one. Some people said that, you know, they make hole-in-one once in a lifetime. But I made it quite many times. You know, Elder, you know, Edward Lee and Johnny Kim, they know angels help me to make a hole in one. It happens many times to me. So angels help me. Then, you know, impossible becomes possible. So people can see. They can see the angels help me. People can understand it when they don't see this stuff. I think I told you about it.
이렇게 거기가 홍천.
Was it? Was it Hongcheon? Hongcheon?
그냥 냅다 휘둘렸는데.
I swung. But the KB caddy said, it's out of bound. I think I gave up. The ball went to the cliff side. But the caddy said, wait a minute. I found the ball here. The caddy said, when the ball flied, it was out of bound. But later, he said, wait a minute, I made a mistake. The ball is in the fairway. You know, everybody recognizes their own ball, right? Sometimes, you know, we put number on the ball. But when I went, caddy explained to me, my ball hit a rock on the edge of the cliff, and it changed the direction and landed on a fairway. Usually, to put a ball on a green, you know, people have to swing two or three. But I was able to put that ball in just one shot on the green. When I went to a family vacation to Japan, it was a par 3 golf course. Since it is close to the street, there is a net. My ball traveled on top of the net. Actually, it has to fall down. I think it was about 4 or 50 meters. My ball hit the ball that holds the net, and it changed direction to the green. And I won the game too. I know, angel helped me. So next time, when someone hit the ball again, the ball fell down through the net. So when people play with me, they know they have to give up when they see that those angels help me. So I made the hole-in-one many times. People say it's impossible, but I made it. I'm sorry to talk about this. I told you this to help you understand. Angels can help. You can receive help from angels. When angels help, impossible becomes possible. It's not only written in the Bible. It can happen even before your eyes. Even though you cannot see those angels, there are angels who help you and protect you. In the space of the shepherd, you are protected by angels. You should know this. Also in my room, many amazing things take place many times. Somebody filmed one of those things and it has been shown to you. It's the lampstand in my bedroom being turned on and off repeatedly. So, I was with other guys, and it was after the Friday all-night service, and the lampstand started to play like that. Actually, the stamp on this that was playing all by itself for a month. When I came back from Gethsemane place, it turned on. I obviously turned it off when I go to church, but when I come back, it was turned on. Now someone doubted it. Senior pastor, that's not the help of the angel. It is some kind of incident by electricity. Some people say that they saw it on TV. When there is some current of electricity, it is not stable. It can happen. So, the people of the world, even the experts say that, you know, it is something done by, you know, unstable current of the electricity. Maybe they can try to explain it that way. So, that man came to me and explained to me, tried to explain to me. So, Father God made the stand turn on and off like that. So he repented right away that he didn't doubt anymore. Senior pastor, I'm sorry to doubt. It happens many times to me. Believe it or not. But I believe you believe me. But people on the outside would not believe it. Oh, senior pastor, the Dr. Gerald Lee is lying again. But you know it's true, right? Because it is true. The smaller one is repeating four different things in less than a second. The bigger one is repeating seven different things within a second. Furthermore, a cassette player played a tape of recordings of the Word of God by itself. Sometimes I feel happy because the angels make me excited this way. In the next session, I will continue to talk about the cases in which people experienced amazing works of God when the space of the third dimension was made. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today, I talked about the space of the third dimension. The space of the third dimension has only the fullness of the light without any darkness. If you can possess this space of the third dimension, you are not only able to rule over the enemy devil and Satan in the second dimension, but you can also receive help from the angels that are in the third dimension. To possess the space of the third dimension also means you have accomplished the heart of the whole Spirit and you are eligible to go into the New Jerusalem. It's possible even when you made it to Spirit, but it will be complete when you make it whole Spirit. When you made it to the whole Spirit, then you will become complete. Those who have accomplished the whole Spirit are united as one with the Lord. So, by God's permission, they can be in the space of the Lord. Then, even the things that are impossible in this first heaven can become possible. This is the reason why Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 7, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." It is the word of God. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Those who dwell in the Lord can abide in the spiritual space with the Lord. They are the men of spirit. That's why they can abide in the Lord and the words of the Lord abide in you. Okay? Also, the Lord belongs to the fourth heaven and he can open and close the space of the fourth dimension too. Therefore, those who are one with the Lord can receive whatever they ask. In 1999, you know that incident. Even though there was a great explosion of the Holy Spirit, it was the blessing. By that time, I was supposed to go to prison because I was accused, wrongfully accused. I mean, what I'm saying is, if that rumor had been true, I should have been imprisoned. But nothing was true. Our Father God knows that I didn't make anything wrong. Father God protected everything. So I was nobody run an investigation by the justice of God. Since I didn't do anything wrong, I was protected. I've never been to a police station. And since then, it has been revealed that those rumors were wrong. Nowadays, even the secular newspapers are issuing my columns in their newspapers. So, I'm wrongfully accused. Don't say that. If you walk the right way, no matter how the enemy devil and Satan try to harm you, they will not even come close to you because God protects you. That's because those people will also ask what is right by the will of God. May you also dwell in the Lord more and more and receive the answers to all your heart's desires. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Do you know why I delivered this message, space and dimension? You understand it, right? If you understand this message well and cultivate it, then depending on your level of faith, you can use them, and then you can rule and control the enemy devil and Satan. Nothing is impossible. All the signs will follow you, just as written in the Bible. You already are accompanied with those signs. You should know this stuff. And if you know this stuff and utilize this stuff, then the signs will follow. The signs written in the Bible. Then angels will help you all the time. You can be protected in any kind of dangerous situation if you walk the right way. Okay, I'm protected by God. An angel is protecting me. You will have that kind of feeling even though you are in a dangerous situation. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your love and grace. Let your message today will become life and faith. Help us. Father, I explained the space of the third dimension and how to wear them and how to control the enemy devil and Satan in the second heaven when we put on the space of the third dimension. Please let them understand it well and then let them understand it correctly and let them live a good life as the children of God. Let them understand how to rule and control the diseases and how to be protected from them. Let them understand this space and dimension well so that they can freely control and rule those things. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. It's interesting, isn't it? Those who long for this message, feel it, very exciting. And why I say the impossible becomes possible, and the possible even becomes better. But there are some people who have even the impossible is still impossible, and even the possible becomes impossible. By the help of the angel, if you have the space of the third dimension, then you can make the impossible possible and the possible even better. Even though you haven't walked for 10 or 20 years, try hard to come into the third space of the third dimension. Then you can be healed right away because you will be given strength from heaven. Since you are not in that space, since you don't have faith, they can put on the space of the third dimension. You cannot be healed. Someone is just a novice believer, but he is healed by just this. Even though he is a novice believer, he doesn't have wall of sin. And according to his level, in the space of the shepherd, it worked, so he was healed. But those who haven't come into the space, even though their years of Christian life made it possible to come into the Spirit, then they cannot be healed. So you should come into the third dimension. I mean, even if you are short of those things, if your level of faith is low, then Father God will give you grace and you can be healed. A man, a born blind man cannot see. But if he could wear the space of the third dimension, when I pray, he can see the work of recreation. So that nervous will revive, and you can see and hear. No matter how many times you receive prayer, unless you wear the space of the third dimension, you cannot see or hear. In order to revive those dead nerves alive, you should be the man of spirit, you should put on the space of the third dimension. Okay? I'm sorry. You have to come into the space of the fourth dimension. You prepare to come into the space of the third dimension, and when I pray, you will wear the space of the fourth dimension, then the recreation work take place in that space, okay? So, when the dead things revives, it cannot be done in the space of the third dimension. You have to make a vessel. You have to prepare that vessel. Then when I pray, you will wear the space of the fourth dimension by my prayer. Then you can be healed. Then you can see and you can hear. Can you understand? Lay your hand on the sick part of your body or infirmities of your body and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Father God, please lay your hand on these people. Transcending space and time, work on these people. And also on those people who are attending this service through satellites and internet from the branch churches and in all over the world. And all the GCN TV viewers and those who sent their pictures requesting their prayer. Pastor Kato Isa requested prayer for the handkerchief prayer, which will be held in Beppo Mamin Church on December 13th. Father, make many people come and many people receive grace so that they can be healed and give grace to God. Please give him courage, give him confidence. Whenever he prays with the handkerchief, let all the diseases be healed and make the work of creation take place. Missionary Subong Kim requested prayer for the Bible College in the district of Onju from December 9th to 12th. He also asked for prayer to have good Christmas ceremony. Do Jin Sun requested prayer for the tumor and kidney. All the diseases be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed by the precious Lord, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Father, also help him to have his problem with the swindling solved. Father, please lay your hand on these people from head to toe in every intestines and organs and nervous system. Burn all the diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit and let them become healthy in spirit and in body. From head to toe, in every intestines and organs and nervous system, burn all the diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. May the light come. Father, please cleanse all their intestines. Even the fourth stage of cancer, be healed and let it be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. high blood pressure, diabetes, and all the after effects go away. Skin diseases go away, be cleansed. All the paralyzed body become normal, make it complete. All the infirmities become strong. And protect for this week and give them peace. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.